Welcome back. Hour two of the inaugural day edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we've been joined by the finest of guests. He is Bill Press, political talker, liberal pundit, author, CNN political contributor. We'd like to think a friend of ours. Bill, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, guys. Happy inauguration. You can see I am in costume here, right?
I was just questioning the logic of you putting on a face mask. We're not in the same room, Bill. We're not in D.C. with you. You're on a Zoom call, and I see you putting on a mask, and it's got a presidential seal on one side and a 46 on the other.
46, and I wear it proudly.
Proudly.
Very stylish, Bill.
It's been some time since we could perhaps be proud of our president.
Again, doesn't it feel good again? I got to tell you guys. So I live on Capitol Hill, right? And from our bedroom deck, we can see the Washington Monument. And I saw the most beautiful sight in my entire life today. About 8:15, when Marine One came up past the Washington Monument, circled around the Capitol, and we were out on our deck. Yay, 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 yay. And you know what? We looked around the neighborhood and everybody else was out on the deck, right? And they were all cheering just to see this guy, this clown, just get the hell out of town, right?
Bill, was there any champagne uncorked this morning?
Some mimosas, perhaps?
I wish I'd thought of that at the time.
You know, I didn't even get up for Trump. I read the paper. I was out of bed, but I didn't get up and watch the television. I didn't care so much to see him go. I'm glad he's gone.
I told Carol, I don't want to see him leave. I don't want anything to do. I was just going to wait until it was, you know, Biden time at the Capitol. But she convinced me we ought to go up and take a look at it. I'm glad I did. But I got to tell you, I really felt like, you know, this dark cloud had just lifted off the nation, right? There was this universal, national, coast-to-coast sigh of relief to see that and then to see Air Force One take off. And, he keeps saying, I'll be back. Yeah, he's like George III. He's not coming back.
Bill Press, what was the insurrection like? Do you observe any of that from your home, or were you watching on TV? What was your reaction when it happened in real time, sir?
Well, I couldn't freaking believe it, right? I got to tell you, that was 2 weeks ago, huh? Think about that. The last three Wednesdays, right? That was 2 weeks ago. 1 week ago was impeachment number two, and today was inauguration. I mean, God, our heads are spinning, right? But Wednesday, I just decided I wasn't going to go near the Capitol. But the day before, so the 5th of January, I usually walk down the mall just to get my exercise, right, from the Hill. And so I walked down there Tuesday, and already there were some barriers, but just these little fences that you could really jump over, right? And there were already Trumpers on the east side. I'm sorry, the west side, where the ceremony was held today. That lawn in front of the Capitol, between the Capitol and the reflecting pool, there were Trumpers in there. And I mean, they were holding a little rally. They had speakers, and I'm thinking, what the hell? I mean, and I remember when I got back, I said to Carol, boy, I don't know if there's a crowd there tomorrow, how they're going to hold these people back. I never thought it would be that bad. But, you know, that is our sacred spot, right? That's like the Vatican for this country in the sense of sacred ground. And to see it trampled by that, destroyed by that, and these people, and the more we know about it, the worse it is. They were really out to overthrow the United States government. It was not just, you know, we disagree with policy. They were to stop congressmen doing his job, overthrow the United States government, and kill some leaders of Congress and hang the vice president. I mean, Jesus. You know,
Bill, you act like that's a bad thing.
I didn't know you couldn't do that.
That's right. I mean, to what level have we come? And then afterward to see some of these Republicans unbelievably still vote, right? Not to accept the electoral count was just unbelievable. And I just can't believe it. You know, Trump still hasn't acknowledged. He didn't even mention Biden this morning when he left, right?
Well, he wishes the next administration luck. And, of course, he handed them a very good foundation, don't you know, Bill?
Yeah, he says they're going to be successful because we left them in such good shape. Like we have the worst the worst health crisis in over 100 years. Like we got one of the most serious economic crises we've ever had. Like we've got this whole issue of racial justice, which we're dealing with, right? But which is, I mean, you go on and add all the things that Biden's got to fix. He's the guy I think who can do it, but let's face it, he starts off with a bigger set of challenges than anybody probably since FDR. But I thought his speech today, he knocked it out of the park, his inaugural address. I thought it was just the right tone. I hope people take him seriously. You know, he is who he is. I mean, he says, hey, Trumpers out there, just hear me out. You know, give me a shot. Take a look at what I do. If you don't like it, that's fine. But, you know, you don't destroy the country. Because you, you don't come in and, like, tear down the Capitol because you may not like what I want to do on immigration. But I'll tell you the other thing. I know I'm just going on and on here, but it's a big day. I'm really excited about today. I think that Joe Biden's got to go. I wrote a column 2 days ago in the Hill newspaper that Biden has to go big and bold. And today, he actually said that in his inaugural address. Yeah. We've got to go bold. We've got to go big. And he's, you know, he'll be in the White House, I guess, if he's not already there in a few minutes. And he's going to sign these executive orders today. Talk about starting off with a bang, you know. So Dreamers, done. They're going to be permanent Dreamers from now on and a path to citizenship. Paris Climate Accords, boom, we're back in. You go down the list. 15 of them, they say, he's going to sign this afternoon.
Bill, don't accuse Joe of stealing your good ideas from the Hill column. You know, the righties, that's all the ammunition they'll need. They'll be crying plagiarism, sir.
I don't know about you, but I've always been disappointed. Bill Clinton, same with Barack Obama. So often Democrats get in power and they feel we've got to be Mr. Nice Guy, right? We can't rock the boat. We got to go slowly. We got to, you know, no, Republicans don't feel that way. They get power. They use it. What's the sense of having power if you don't do everything you can? And particularly in the first 2 years, because you never know what's going to happen in the midterms, right? Yeah. So I say, you know, balls forward, man, you know, just go and screw the Republicans. If they want to come on board, fine. If not, tough, you know what?
Fuck your feelings.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, a friend of ours, joining us via the Zoom. Bill, always a pleasure to talk to you. It was a shame we couldn't come down this year like we did the last inauguration. Appreciate you hosting us.
We're coming around in 4 years, Bill. We're crashing on your couch, buddy.
The unity.
You don't have to wait every 4 years, you guys, to come to town, but I remember we were together last time, for sure. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, good time. We appreciate it, Bill. The unity cries. You know, I this is so bothersome to me, Bill. We haven't, you know, there hasn't been really any justice delivered yet. Certainly people are being investigated for their roles in the insurrection. But for the politicians to get up there, you know, Ted Cruz and Hawley, what do you think? I mean, this is, Bill, you've been around a long time, man. And you've been watching and paying attention to politics for a very long time. Have you ever seen anything like this from elected officials? And what should be their comeuppance for inciting this riot, in your opinion, Bill?
No, I've never seen anything like it. No, we have never seen anything like it. And I think they all, I think every last one of them who voted that January 6th to not to accept the electoral count should be thrown out of Congress. I think they should expel every last one of them. short of that, because I don't know whether you could get enough votes in Congress for that, even among Democrats. I think that you know, Jamie Harrison, I think, is great as a new DNC chair, but I'd like to see a concerted, organized campaign starting right now. 139 members of the House in 2000 and what have we got, 22, right? Take down every last one of them. Just, you know, be the biggest grassroots operation, fundraising operation, and ground operation that we've ever seen. Take down every one of those 100 and the 8 senators who voted for it too, as soon as they're up. But I, you know, I guess short of that, you can censure, we could censure Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, particularly those two. But you know, you can't just let it go. You can't just let it pass, right? And say, well, that was then, this is now. No, no, no. This was sedition. This was really anti-American. I mean, they were really trying to destroy this country.
Even if they bring you roses, Bill, you can't forgive them then. Hey, Bill Press, you got a few more minutes for the Devil's Advocates, buddy. Can we keep you around one more segment?
Hey, my day is yours. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Excellent. We are the Devil's Advocates. That is Bill Press. You know him. You love him. From CNN. He's a liberal political talker. Everybody knows who Bill Press is. Come back with us. Wish we were at your house, Bill, but we're doing it on the radio. You can always join us right here, Devil's Advocates.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
F*** your feelings.
Kind of makes me feel like river dancing. Feeling good.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
It's America.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our guest, Bill Press. You can find him at Bill Press Pod. He's a liberal pundit, author, CNN political contributor, and was chairman of the California Democratic Party from 93 to 96. Bill, thanks for sticking around. I guess in that sense, in your role, I wanted you to reflect back perhaps going back to 93 when you were in charge of California's party. Jamie Harrison, you mentioned approving of that selection. After the insurrection, a lot of the corporate dollars kind of dried up, and they dried up in some regards to both certainly Republicans, but also some Democrats. Some people just saying, you know, we're just not going to play anymore. And certainly with Citizens United and money in politics and all these issues that we have to deal with. How do you think Jamie Harrison and the crew is going to manage and work with this new system that we have, which is entirely different from when you were in charge in California back in the 90s, Bill?
Oh,
hang on, Bill. We're getting some volume from you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there we go. We got you. We got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Back then, you know, it was still a matter of getting as many big checks as you could and wining and dining, you know, and taking care of the donors and these big high dollar dinners, right, which I always hated. But now it's a whole new world, man. You got $5. You're a player now, right? You have $5 you can give to 100 candidates or 10 candidates, whatever you can do. I mean, and you know who to thank for that? Number one, Howard Dean. And then Bernie. Bernie's just revolutionized, proving in 2016, you could raise more money with little dollars than you can with big dollars. So it's totally different now. But here's what I think Jamie Harrison should do. And I haven't talked to him yet since he's been chair, but is he ought to go to these corporate people who came up and said, you know, look how good we are. We're not going to give any money to those guys that voted to overturn the Electoral College or did not vote to accept the electoral vote, however you want to put it. Those 139 and those 8 senators, we're not going to give them any money. Now, that's not good enough. Jamie's got to go and said, hey, come on, guys, you know, let's show a little strength here. No, you got to give money to the people running against them. You got to help us take them down. And I think if you add the labor unions and those corporate, that corporate money and whatever grassroots that the Democratic Party can organize, we could take most of them out. And by the way, I think that was a test of citizenship. You know, they take an oath in office, we heard it today, to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. Those are domestic terrorists that we saw, right? The people who stormed the Capitol and the people, I believe, who voted basically against the Electoral College, which is our democratic system, like it or not.
Bill Press, how much do you think they were encouraged by the listeners and the pundits of Righty Whitey Talk Radio? Rush Limbaugh and the sort. And is there a solution? Because whether or not Trump's gone, right-wing talk radio is still out there. I think they're pulling a 13 share in Milwaukee last time I checked.
God, yeah. No, we know that. Amount of, I don't want to say credit, blame certainly goes to the extreme right-wing talk radio. They've been feeding this crap and feeding the lies and repeating the lies long before Donald Trump, right? And then he just came along and he started saying from the White House what they've been saying. Look at Rush Limbaugh. Remember when Obama was first elected in 2008, right? Rush Limbaugh said, what's all this talk about? We hope he succeeds. No, I don't want him to succeed. I want him to fail, right? And then all the Rush wannabes say the same thing. Look, I don't know what we can do about it except what you guys are doing about it, which is not just be as good as they are, but be better than they are. The problem is, this is another whole discussion. You and I have talked about this. There are just not enough openings, not enough platforms for progressive talk radio in this country because too many people that own the stations won't put good progressives on the air.
Well, Bill, that's because they miss people like you in the lineup. I got at least one more question for you.
Okay. I keep looking at Brian for my time cues here.
Donald Trump wrote a letter, apparently honored that tradition, left a letter for Joe Biden. Bill, what's in the Trump letter to Biden? In your opinion, sir.
Have you seen Hamilton?
Not in person, but on the tele-Zoom.
Okay. My favorite character in Hamilton, I referenced it earlier, is George III. And that song when he says, I'll be back. Right? I think that's what Donald Trump said. Don't get too used to this because I'll be back. Let me tell you something. In my opinion, he ain't never coming back. He is done. And I do think the Republican Party, with Mitch McConnell's help, believe it or not, are going to try to leave Donald Trump in the dust. I want to predict.
Do you think he gets impeached? Do you think Donald Trump gets convicted for impeachment?
I think he gets. Yeah. He's been impeached twice. Yeah. I think he gets convicted. And I think Mitch McConnell will vote to convict him.
How about in a court of law? Will he get convicted there, Bill?
God, let's hope so. New York. Come on, New York.
He didn't pardon himself, Bill. He's vulnerable to federal.
Absolutely.
The federal indictment.
So is Rudy Giuliani. And I hope they share a cell on Rikers Island. It would be too good for them.
You know, dinner's always the most important meal in jail, Bill.
He knows.
Talker Bill Press, he's our friend.
I don't want to go there.
I have gone there, Bill. He's Bill Press, CNN political contributor, liberal pundit, author, and we'd like to thank a friend of ours, Bill. Can't wait for the second inauguration of Joe Biden. We'll come to your house. Hope you enjoy the party. I hope there's something going on a little bit fun in D.C. today. I hope you can socially distance, have a few cocktails. What do you got in your hand right now, Bill? Or I see you set it down.
Well, this is just an iced tea for now.
Oh, that's what you claim.
A Long Island iced tea. Bill Press, thank you so much. We appreciate it as always, my friend.
See you soon.
All right. Happy 46, Bill. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open for you, celebrating the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Phone lines at 844-967-2789. We'll go there next.
America is back.